News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 18th of December. It's 6 after 7. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, guest and Jarhead and more guests in our chat room.
And good morning, and the force be with you.
The force be with you.
I get so excited. I get to see, well, we're taking the family. We bought tickets for the 23rd. We'll let you know all about it when we see it, but you know, it is a smash hit. Da-da-da-da. You got to pull some Star Wars music there, buddy. Anyway, currently 44 degrees. How's everybody on this Friday? It is raining outside. That's the cast forecast today. Heavy rain. So, which means, you know, I bet you there's going to be snow in the mountains. High of 46 today, rain tonight with lows of 38. Saturday calls for more rain with our highs of 47. Saturday night calls for chance of rain, then rain likely. Don't you love this forecast? 30 to 60% chance of rain, then rain likely with our lows of 35. Ooh.
There you go.
Going to wake up some frost. You know what? We just may have a snow in Christmas. What do you think? Wouldn't that just be awesome? Last time the kids came, we had we came back from Albuquerque. That was really cool. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. Went out there the other day to see the gang, and it's just they're locally owned, again, veteran owned, and they give veteran and senior discounts. 365-3793 for all your propane. Shasta Gas Propane needs.
There you go. All right, and we're here today with Jared. Good morning, Jared. Hop on to the. I know, I just surprised you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, Jared is our. He's our sports guy. We're going to try to work him more into our routine here.
Sounds good.
So he does great music. He gives great music over here. Plus, you know, he's our mountain man kind of guy. With his,
my rugged look.
Your rugged good looks and your long hair. And
Jesus.
John Lennon with the glasses.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. But you know who we have, especially who we have here today? Spencer.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's our Haven.
With our Haven Humane.
Yeah, Haven Humane Pet of the Week. And I always look so forward because it's a surprise. We never know who you're going to bring in. So today you have, tell us.
I have a Beagle Basset mix. I mean, a Beagle Boxer mix named Robbie. He is about a year and a half old. We have him rated for a home with kids 8 and older because he can be a little bouncy from time to time. Mm-hmm. He's really well-mannered, though. I mean, he's laying here in the studio, just laying on the ground, being nice and quiet.
He is.
I saw you put your hand out, and he just kind of, like, dropped down.
Yeah. Yes.
He's been trained.
He has been trained.
Puppy school.
I don't know what training he's been through because he did come into us as a stray. But, you know, he does know all of his commands. He walks great on a leash. He doesn't pull at all. He knows sit. He knows down. He knows shake. He's just an all-around great dog. He loves to run and play. We're actually outside waiting to come in here, and we were out there playing in the rain. He was loving it. Great dog, ready to go to a new forever home, and you know, we're hoping that he can help us meet our goal of hitting the 300 animals.
Yeah, how close are we?
We're 80 animals away, which is actually not that far away.
You've found two homes for 220 animals.
Since November 1st.
Since November 1st, that's great. Now, this little dog is just, it's brown and white. And very attentive.
What would you say his weight would be?
He's probably about 45 pounds.
He's not large, and muscly, which is cool. You can see
He's not a pity cross.
He's built. He's got white. All of his paws are white.
Tip of his tail is white.
Yeah. And
he looks like a beagle. He's got beagle coloring.
He's well-behaved here. In other words, he's past that. you know, going in and try to chew on the wires. So you do bring dogs that, as soon as they come in, it's like the new beginning, you know, the new door you've walked in. Yeah, but he's calm.
And actually, when Bob Martin walked in, he did not try to bite him like every other dog has. So, I mean, obviously this dog is, you know, is mellow. So, and we like that.
Yeah, one of my favorite features of him is his curly tail. When he stands up and he's excited, his tail curls all the way over and touches his back.
Curly tail. Okay, so give us the phone numbers again and what your hours are and what the goal is.
So our goal is to hit 300 animals by January 1st into Forever Homes. And our phone number is 241-1653. Our hours of operation are 11 to 5, Monday through Saturday. And I do also want to throw out there that Robbie is such a great dog that we actually had somebody come in and sponsor his adoption fee. So his adoption fee is only $25 to adopt this great dog.
$25 for this great dog. You know what?
What a great present that
is.
Absolutely.
Well, how do you sponsor a dog for that?
So a lot of people come in, they fall in love with the dog, but they already have too many animals or they can't have one where they live. So what they do is they just come up and talk to the adoption staff and say, I want to help that animal. They can donate anywhere from $5 up to almost the entire adoption fee of an animal. And what that does is they'll pay that portion of their adoption fee to help them get placed into Forever Home.
And how much does it cost for a regular adoption fee?
Our normal adoption fee is $135, but to help us meet our goal, we've reduced all the adoption fees down to $75 for dogs and $50 for cats. But Robbie's been sponsored well above that, as you can
tell. Now, with the adoption fee, that also includes the spay and neuter, right?
It includes the spay or neuter, the microchip, the health exam, heartworm test. All of that's included.
So that's fantastic.
Option.
You know, when you have the forever pet, you want all that to happen right out of the, you know, commitment to that.
Well, and if you think about it, a microchip alone is $28. So you can adopt Robbie here and give him a forever home for less than a cost of a microchip.
Is that all it costs for you to put that microchip in my chest?
That's not all that's inserted in there. You don't even know about.
Okay.
But
she hit me with a deer tranquilizer. I'm not sure what that
Spencer,
meant.
You know, welcome to Friday morning. Anyway, Pet of the Week. It's always great to have Haven Humane on. Hey, you may have just, before we take our break, just maybe a couple, like give us 30 seconds of helpful hints of what not to do or what to avoid during the Christmas holidays with your pets.
So you just want to watch them around chocolates and food and presents, stuff like that. Never give a pet as a present unless it's to, like, a child, because what you may like in an animal may not be what the person you're giving it to may like in an animal. So, you know, the best idea is stop by the shelter and pick up a gift certificate. Then they
great
can come
idea.
Down and pick their own animal.
That's a great idea.
Okay. Hey, we're going to be closed, of course, next Friday.
Yes.
So you want to come in on Thursday?
Absolutely.
Come in on Christmas Eve with your pet of the week then.
Morning of Christmas Eve, yeah. Spencer, thank you so much. Haven Humane again. The name of the dog is Robbie.
Yes.
And pet of the week. Good dog. And a nice size. Again, a kind of a car-sized dog.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Perfect-sized dog.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
You know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You know, my Sleep Number setting is 45 and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. Sometimes, though, I change your sleep number.
I fall asleep, and you just... You know,
I just put it wherever I think you're going to be happy at.
And I am.
You are. You're happy, and you're
sleeping over bed. When I go out, I go out. And that's the beautiful thing about, you know, we don't really do a lot of tossing and turning. When we fall asleep, we fall asleep. And that's the beautiful thing about the sleep number technology.
Yeah, and it does. And, it, you know, and if you have the sleep IQ technology, it can tell you that, you know, while you're sleeping, hey, you could even sleep better if you use this. But, you know, now they have the temperature balancing pillow, which is what I use. It comes, you know, it absorbs the heat from your head, and your head gives out a lot of heat. And it kind of diffuses it through the rest of
really?
The pillow. Yeah, it does.
My head is hot.
It does. You lose a lot of heat through your head. It's why you wear hats during the winter. Keep yourself warmer. But it has this and so much more. Made in America, rated the top mattress by Consumer Reports. It's just an outstanding present to give a loved one for Christmas. Is the, you know what, the gift of sleep. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on over to the Sleep Number store. Go see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals there. They're going to put you down on a bed, and you're going to feel it. You're going to feel the difference. You're going to go, oh, I need one of these. That's right. And you can do it today. Head on down. You could probably get your bed before Christmas. Isn't that something?
That's fantastic.
Isn't that fantastic?
What a great gift. And you know what? Especially if you're looking at your parents, the people who have everything, the people who have everything, they if they don't have a Sleep Number, that is the ultimate.
There it is. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:15 in the morning here on the 18th of December. We'll be right back.
End the holidays and start your new year off right with a pocket full of dough. Head to Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win your share of $25,000. Come and play our $25,000 December Dough Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries, plus earn entries all month long for your chance to win cash every Thursday. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a share of $25,000 cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win cash on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Thursday, December 31st, where you can win $500. 40 winners. Imagine what you could do with all that dough. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. The place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143. Take your
passion. Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
Turn that up, buddy. May the force be with you over these Christmas holidays.
Do not go.
I don't know what happened to my lightsaber. I opened a show with it once.
Do not go during to my the rock. Dark side, Luke Skywalker.
Are you looking forward to it? We are going to be caught up in probably wait in line for
they
2
said
hours.
That this thing is so more tickets.
Gotta bring your
and
go
people,
bag.
And people already gone to it? Did it open up last night?
Yes.
Okay, people are crazy
people
about it. I just
night.
Read these things. People are just like, oh. People got married in the line. They waited in line, got married in lines. Come on.
Probably had babies in line,
oh,
too.
Heck yeah, they've been in there for 9 months. They probably got married, got pregnant, and had a baby while they're waiting in line for Star Wars.
We're going to take our go bag, actually, and we're going to wrap ourselves.
Take our go bag, put a little hand warmers on, little footsie warmers on. I'm taking a shovel just in case we have to dig ourselves out of the snow.
You better put a mask on, because you never know who's going to be hacking in front of you anyway. Mask. Hey, guess what? I am holding tonight. You know, it's the grand opening. We're so excited. There's two shows, and we've been publicizing and advertising for this new A Christmas Carol, a love story that's kind of an original twist with music. And I hear the sets for the show are unlike anything that's been in Reading. They really are. And so I'm holding, just got these last night, Four tickets. So if you want to go with a couple, it's tonight, folks. I've got four tickets for A Christmas Carol, A Love Story for tonight. The show is at 7 p.m. So the first caller, but I'd like to have you take it and take somebody with you. I don't like to have empty seats. So
well, if they only want two, you can do that. Then we will give away the other two.
Absolutely.
You're not forced to.
I'm not forcing anybody to do anything.
It sounded like you were forcing them.
No, but I've got four. I'd love to. If somebody's like, oh, it'd really be fun at last minute.
It'll be fun. It'll be great.
Okay, give us a call, 605-4567.
These are $1,000 tickets. Okay, they're not $1,000
tickets. Well, it's a fantastic, there's a huge buzz about this show.
It's a great show, and you're going tomorrow.
I'm going tomorrow with matinee.
There you go. Okay, if you want these tickets, 605-4567. We've got four to give away, and we're going to keep going on that. Okay, some things that are happening. First of all, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Also, their cardiac unit is rated in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. Shasta Regional is treating people well. Okay, you know what? In Kentucky... Kentucky. Now, this is my mom's birth state. She grew up in Kentucky. She was Miss Sassafras, you know, in the county. Miss Sassafras.
I would have loved to have met
her. Oh, gosh. My mom was, you know what, joined the Army in the Medical Corps during World War II so she could look for her brother who had been wounded and actually found him in a hospital in France.
Wow.
And, I mean, she went over.
That's a wonderful story.
I mean,
story.
It's a wonderful story. And my uncle had been shot up very badly. And
she just recently, when her birthday falls on my brother's birthday.
That's right. December
12th.
December 12th. We just celebrated her birthday. And, of course, she's not with us anymore. This is in Kentucky now. The school in Kentucky, an elementary school in Kentucky, changed the Charlie Brown Christmas play. You know, Charlie Brown Christmas. It's been around for 50 years. I mean, it's playing on, I think we've got it recorded. It's, you know, on TV and everything. The principal of the school, because one person complained about the Charlie Brown Christmas, they changed the Charlie Brown Christmas. How do they change it? They took out the part where Linus in the last act reads from the Gospel of Luke explaining what Christmas is, the birth of Christ. I mean, that's what Christmas is about. You know, Christmas, Christ. You know, everybody takes these holidays, right? Well, you know, and takes these days off, but don't want to talk about Christmas. Well, this is how they change it. Oh, if you just take out the reading of the gospel. But it changes, kind of changes the whole meaning of this. And he said, well, one parent complained. And we don't want to make it look like we're supporting a religion. It doesn't mean that you're supporting a religion to have talk about Christmas. It's a historical event, excuse me, in the sense of people are saying that, well, what is Christmas? How do we get Christmas? I mean, you're teaching.
It's Christ.
It was the birth of Christ. So in this small school, elementary school in Kentucky, they took out the Gospel of Luke.
Mm-hmm.
I just find that abhorrent.
Let me tell you something.
The principal says, oh, no, I go to church. I believe in this. I just can't. You know, I just don't want to get sued. And there lies the problem. I will sue you if you use the word Christ anywhere in here. I hope that you would do the same if you use the word Muhammad or any other thing like that. But, you know, the meaning of Christmas, and you can't say what the meaning of Christmas is, then you should have just not even had the play. It changes the whole thing. Instead of being about Christmas, it just is a children's play. Anyway.
Well,
just my thought.
And I'm sure this is kind of getting people's blood boiling today. But, I want to share that when I write, like, say you box up your Christmas ornaments, your Christmas tree, it's quick and it's easy to go Xmas. I don't do that. I've tried to say I'm not going to put an Xmas. I know that. That's easy. You'll see that a lot. But I put Chris. I try to take the extra minute or second to put Christmas. It's a reminder for me, and it's just something to look at. You know, it's a thought. It's a feeling. Okay, now, so on the other hand, Holy Miracle, The baby Jesus and the nativity at the children's home held more than just a holiday joy. Receptionists found the donation Wednesday in an envelope beneath a replica of Jesus. The check came from a man who wished to remain anonymous, but said he was inspired by the children. It was a $50,000 check. Amarillo, Texas.
Amarillo, Texas.
So they quoted, "We had a generous gift for us last evening." A home posted on its Facebook page with a picture of the nativity scene. A special thank you to the donor for this gift. Happy holidays.
Instead of Merry Christmas.
I'm just saying.
I know, but isn't that, you know, but the guy leaves it under the
nativity set.
In the nativity underneath Jesus.
Which has, Jesus and the
baby Jesus
yep.
in it. And they said, happy holidays. There, my friends, is another one. That's just a little strange. Now, you want to hear about something that I'm kind of happy about?
Would.
There are people out there that don't believe Sandy Hook occurred.
Oh boy.
You have your right to your beliefs. There's been one guy who used to be on this radio station who didn't believe it. Frankly, I'm glad he's gone.
What?
I'm glad he's no longer on the station because he would say things like this.
I'm racking my brain
to
think who that may be.
But now it's the ones that say Sandy Hook never happened. So I used to talk to this guy about it. I mean, I'm not angry at him or anything like that. But I said, have you ever talked to anybody back from that town? Have you ever called anybody back in that town? Well, no. I mean, I've just been reading. You know, I research all this. I said, well, guess what I did? I talked to a policeman. I talked to somebody. I talked to the newspaper editor who's been there for 30 years. I talked to, get this, a waitress at the VFW there in town. Because I always call the VFW, talk to any veterans around there. Because you always kind of, hey, guess what everybody said? Sandy Hook happened. And they can't figure out, I mean, to a person, they can't figure out why people don't believe Sandy Hook happened, that these children and the administrators were killed. They can't figure it out. It's touched everybody in this community. Now, there's a professor at a Mid-Atlantic college that has written about why Sandy Hook didn't happen, all the anomalies in it. And then has actually even gotten into an online feud with a father of one of the children that was killed. The university says, hey, we're sending you a termination notice. Now, I'm kind of torn in that one, though. Here's a guy that believes that, you know, Sandy Hook didn't happen. I think he's an idiot. This is just my opinion. I think he's an idiot. But that also comes under his right of free speech to be an idiot, to say things. I mean, there's nothing in the Constitution that says you can't be stupid. Thank God. You know, this would be a little nation. This would be a small nation.
Sandy Hook is not a laughing matter.
No, it's not. But this guy is exercising his right to say, I don't believe this happened. Well, now the university's firing him. See, I'm totally against that. You know what? Now, is he bringing disgrace to the university? I don't think so, because frankly, I didn't ever hear of the university. I knew who this guy was, but I didn't care less about the university. Is he bringing disgrace to the university? Is he a disgraceful individual? Is he a bad teacher? I guess the only way, you know, really, when you get into it, is if he's really a bad teacher, maybe you should get rid of him if he's a bad teacher. But is he a bad professor? I mean, he's got tenure there at this university. So when I start hearing that, then I start thinking about, what about if you deny climate change? What if you're saying that climate change isn't happening the way people are saying? This is just a natural evolution, and the fact is that, you know, the surface of the earth heats and cools, and it's been like this forever, and you just don't really believe that everything that they're saying and there's been, you know, about climate change is true. Does that mean that you should be fired from your job? I mean, there are people that are saying that. They're saying they should be prosecuted. They should be put in jail because they don't agree with the climate changers. So, so I'm having a problem with this. One, I think the guy's a jerk that's saying this because, frankly, there's no doubt in my mind that Sandy Hook happened. Because I did go back and research it. What I did, instead of taking a bunch of superfluous stuff and tying it all together and say, oh, this is why it didn't happen, I talked to the people that were there, that lived there, that been there, that knew the people. It happened. But when you start firing people because they're making, if it was so inappropriate that it brings disgrace to a university, then you hire, you know, and you want to fire them for that, then what other challenges will there be? And climate denial is one of the big ones I'm thinking. That when they start, especially with the mindset of most universities today, that if they do that, if they can fire you for that, they can fire you for the other one. All right. We're going to take a quick break. 7:30 in the morning. It's 44 degrees out there. Reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And when we come back, we got a couple other things happening here. We got some more ticket giveaways, and we got Jay Leno coming. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dues until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Mark your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
Good morning, everybody. Currently 44 degrees in the downtown studios. Here's our forecast for today. Heavy rain. That's right. With our highs of 46, we're not going to get too much higher of where we are right now. Lows of 38. Saturday's going to call
for 40.
It's going to
warm up 1 degree.
There you go.
This is it. If you rolled out of bed and you're standing there in the rain, this is it.
That's right. And tomorrow's going to be just about 1 degree higher in temperature, 47, with our lows of around 35. Same with Sunday, highs of 46. Love the cool rain, and that's where we're going. Looks like if we're going to go further in the forecast, Sunday calls for rain with a high near 46. Sunday night will be at more rain. And let's see, Monday is more rain. Tuesday, rain likely, and Wednesday, a chance of rain.
Wait a minute. Let me do...
And chance of rain on Thursday.
It'll
be wonderful.
44 degrees down to maybe to 38. Okay. Weather's always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, with us is one of our favorite guests, Dr. Kara Tennant.
Good morning.
Good morning. Our veterinarian of the year.
Well, yeah.
KCNR.
KCNR's veterinarian.
Doing a shout out to you, girl.
Oh, so sweet.
All right.
You know, so she comes in, she's always smiling. We got to get you with Christy Kidd.
Yeah. Chris,
and you two can have a smile off.
Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay. Smile off.
That's you can have a smile off because you both are always smiling, always happy. And I'm thinking, whatever. What do you have in the morning? When I mean, do you come in like eating, drinking Red Bull or something like this?
Not every morning.
Not every morning. So.
I think they look. Here's what my assessment is. Christy Kidd and Kara Tennant are both, they both are fit. You're both fit girls. And so exercise is a part of your life. And you love what you do. And I think that just inspires. And you seem to be really happy people who are passionate about what they do. So that's infectious.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I was just talking to someone about that yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah, and she said it shows. She said the exact same thing.
When you love what you do, yeah, it shows.
It does.
So
it does when you do.
When you're in a happy
place. When you're in a happy place, everything's happy, even your hair. Right, honey?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Now, it's that time of the year.
I know.
All those presents are out there. All those wrappings. All those neat-looking things that dog or cat can get into, right?
Oh, all sorts of fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how many dogs come in or cats come in with like gift stuff in their tummies?
It happens all the time. Cats love ribbons. Dogs just love chewing on anything.
Mm-hmm.
Cats love the Christmas tree, chewing on it, jumping on it, playing on it.
I've seen cats in Christmas trees before. I was sitting there at somebody's house one time. We're talking. I look at the cat. I look at the tree. It's kind of moving a little bit. And we keep talking. The tree's moving a little bit. And I'm looking at the tree. And they said, yeah, the cat's in it. And I went over and looked inside the tree.
No.
And all I saw was this head. And this cat's in the tree. I said, well, the cat can't just like lay there. Doesn't make any difference. The cat loves being in the tree. Gets in the tree. Would get down. And you know what? You know, they had indestructible ornaments. Because the tree starts shaking. You know, I mean, it wasn't a huge tree, but it was, I mean, and the cat was in the tree. It's kind of cute, really.
Yeah, that sounds like National Lampoon's.
I was going to write a child's book.
Yeah, the squirrel.
The squirrel. Yeah, but this was the cat in the tree. Anyway.
So, Dr. Tennant, we had you at Thanksgiving, and we started talking about foods. And, again, we want to have another reminder in case those listeners didn't hear that particular show. What did you see over Thanksgiving as far as emergencies or dogs ingesting or cats ingesting things? And what do we need to look out for with all, again, family gatherings, kind of table scraps and those things?
Right. So we're looking for things like foreign bodies, so things that get stuck in the intestines and cause blockages. So for cats, most often it's something like ribbon that they're playing with a lot of these presents that are around. Cats love playing with ribbon, and then when they're playing with it, then they'll just eat it. And they'll eat the whole thing. And then it'll try to pass through the small intestine, but it doesn't, and it gets stuck. So anyone who's vomiting, any cat who's vomiting, any dog who's vomiting, you know, a few times, and they're not feeling well, mm-hmm. they need to go to the veterinarian. Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you the knee-high story?
No.
Okay, so...
I told that story the other night.
Okay, well, I'm going to
talk about their dogs.
I'm going to tell the story because this is a perfect example. Elk Killer, or a.k.a. Snooki, a.k.a. Elk Killer, was a puppy. And my folks were in town, and we just happened... I can't remember where we went, but it just happened to be the one time that I wore those little knee-high nylons. And I got home, and for some reason my dad, I took them off or something while we were watching TV, and my dad said to me, I don't know why he's the one that said that, but where's your other sock? So I looked all over the place. I looked at, well, did it get caught in the pant leg or whatever? I was very concerned. Well, a few days later, Snooki had regurgitated a full nylon with bile and stuff. I know that's gross. You guys are eating or driving, but it's true.
And then tried to go back and eat it again. I grabbed it out. I grabbed it out of her mouth. Said, "Let me have the nylon." And then I said, "Linda, is this yours? Why don't you try it on?" And she refused to. So.
But, you know, she doesn't do that now. She's seven. But, you know, puppies, like you said, they just eat everything. But that's you have to be careful.
You know what? And so this way, too, with a cat, if you see it, like, ripping out of its butt, mm-hmm. don't pull it, probably. No. Just
go to your veterinarian.
That's right. That's a veterinarian.
And the other thing is that we had guests.
Look at Jared's over there going, he's gagging over there.
Here's another topic I'm sure you have probably seen this. Or have you seen this, where when guests come and they leave their suitcase open, inquisitive pets will go in and open their medicine bottles and eat it.
Oh, yes. And you don't see that a lot with cats because they tend to be pretty picky, but dogs love it. And especially we have a lot of human medications are coated, and they're coated with that kind of sugar, you know, coating, and they love that. So if that happens and you find that there's a pill bottle that should have more pills in there than it, you know, than it does, or they're, you know, it's cracked open because they love to chew on the caps too, then call your vet and tell them the medication. Because we can look at the medication, look at the weight of the pet, and decide, is this going to be something toxic for them? Do they need to come in? Or can we manage them at home? But there are a lot of human medications that are very, very toxic.
Oh, yeah. Toxic to people.
Yeah.
So, okay. The Christmas time is supposed to be a happy time, and then people get their pets, and or sometimes they get a pet at Christmas, and it's there. Oh, this is such a great idea. Not so maybe 2 weeks later.
What say you?
Oh man, this happens a lot, and it happens a lot with both cats and dogs, where people decide they're going to get a Christmas pet or a holiday pet, and then they find out that it takes some work to take care of these guys, and it costs. You know, you have to pay for their medical care, their preventative care, their food, heartworm preventatives, you know, things like that. And so it's unfortunately pretty common for them to bring the pets back a couple weeks later to return them because it didn't work out. They're not ready for it, or financially are not prepared. And so if you're looking to decide, you know, you want to get a pet for holiday, maybe call your vet and just say, hey, how much does a routine physical exam, vaccines, preventatives, what do I need for my pet, and what am I looking at for a whole year, so that financially you're prepared for that. And also, you know, a dog, especially a puppy, needs to go out every couple of hours, and so you have to be prepared to be staying up through the night.
Either that or prepared to step in something.
Dr. Tennant, is there anything changing in the industry, in the veterinarian world, with laws or anything that's going down right now that perhaps we should be aware of?
Right now, I can't think of anything that's really life-changing that's going on right now. Off the top of my head.
Right.
What about changes in the veterinary? And that's a good question, is that there's always strides in especially after every time there's a war on saving people's lives. And I hate to say it that way, but the surgeries get better, the treatments for wounds and everything get better. Does that kind of transfer over to the veterinary science also?
It does.
Where you can do more now?
We do, yeah. So we're able to do a lot more now because our testing is getting better. So we're able to find things earlier. We're able to do more. And we have these specialty hospitals, for example, like UC Davis, where they're able to do awesome things. I think they just did a heart transplant on a cat.
On a cat?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's cat, or they just tried it?
It was somebody's cat, and I'm pretty sure it was the heart. I have to double check. It was something that was really, really cool.
A heart transplant for a cat.
Yeah.
I can't even begin to think how much money that would be for a heart transplant for a cat, because it seems like it's a little more expensive to have your dog operated on than you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not.
because we have health insurance, so we don't see those bills.
Yeah.
You know, or sometimes you do,
yeah.
And then you'll see that the blood work you just had run was $500.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, and so on. But I can just, I mean, a heart transplant on a cat, and it worked.
It's hard, it's either, or a dog. I can't remember, but
and on an animal.
Yes, and it was the first time it's ever been done. And
it was just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take we'll take a break here. Dr. Karen Tennant is our guest, and we're talking. Of course, we're talking care and treatment of your best friends here during the Christmas season, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The rain is falling through the mist of sorrow that surrounded me. The sun could never fall away. The mist that plays around me. Let it rain, let it rain. Let your love rain down on me.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from your friends and neighbors at Redding Electric Utility. On behalf of all REU employees, we wish you a safe and joyous holiday season filled with peace, health, and quality time with loved ones. Redding Electric Utility has been honored to serve you this past year, and we will strive to keep 2016 shining bright. For energy savings information and holiday safety tips, visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 13 minutes until 8 o'clock. 44 degrees out there, going up to 46 today. It's raining. It's just a nice day to get going early in the morning, get wet, get warm, get out there, get your Christmas shopping. 18th, that means you've only got 6 days left. Or if you're a guy, you've got 7 days left. Well, wait a minute. Can you see, 8 and 7 is 15, right? Yeah, you can shop on Christmas Day. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Does what no other windshield repair service can do. It offers a full guarantee. That's right, a veteran-owned business. He does everything from chips in your windshield, which, by the way, little chips that get water in them and freeze could become big cracks. He can fix cracks over 24 inches in length. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield like 7 years ago, and you can't even see it to this day. Call Jeff at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street in Redding. Give your loved one a Christmas present. Fix all the little chips in their windshields before they become crack out. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Dr. Kara Tannett is our special guest this morning, our veterinarian from Care Animal Hospital. Tell us what your day looks like today. What's going to happen for you? You're dressed in your scrubs.
That's not scrubs. She's come in before in scrubs.
Well, yes, she's ready to go.
Are those scrubs?
These are scrubs.
Are those scrubs?
Yeah.
Oh, underneath their scrubs. Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is not a scrub, but.
No, that's your, that's your North Face. Your North Face.
I'm in appointments all day today, so I'll be in 9 to 6.
9 to 6.
Yeah.
You have surgeries today?
So I don't do surgery today. Mm-hmm. My colleague, Dr. Ogino, is doing surgery today.
Okay.
Surgeries. Mm-hmm. Now, is the surgery just like it would be for a person?
It is. We use the same drugs. We have the same monitoring, blood pressure.
My goodness.
Temperature, heart rate, all that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have like an anesthesiologist?
We have a veterinary technician who monitors. So while we're in there doing the surgery, they're monitoring.
What's the biggest animal you've ever operated on?
Mastiff's probably the biggest one.
A bull mastiff mm-hmm. dog?
Mm-hmm.
What's the smallest?
Chihuahua, a little 2-pound Yorkie, or Chihuahua.
What kind of things do you have to operate on for that?
Oh, that was just a routine spay.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have to have like tiny little?
It's like micro surgery. They're so tiny.
Okay. Hey, we have a question in here from our friend Coach Bob. Coach Bob, good morning.
Good morning, everybody, in my favorite animal hospital. I'm going to be seeing you today because I'm going to go in and see Christine and buy a big bag of Royal Canin Urinary SO for my cats. So there.
Excellent.
Coach Bob, you sound happy, too.
Merry Christmas to my cats. Well, I don't want them getting hungry. It would get real ugly if they got hungry.
You know, I just read someplace that they found a lady that obviously had passed away in her house and her dogs had eaten her partially.
Oh, my goodness.
So you better watch out, Coach Bob. You better start calling in every day.
Hey, Coach Bob, Merry Christmas.
You got to do what you got to do.
There you go.
That's right. You got to make your pets happy. That's so important. Hey, Merry Christmas, Coach.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Right. Great loyal listeners. We love Coach.
We just read that. And there was another one. A lady was attacked by her
pit bulls.
Her pit bull pets. I wonder what happens on something like that because, I mean, I will have people just swear that their pit bull would not harm a fly. And I believe them. I've been around them. And then other people that you have these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a friend had a Labrador that they had raised from a puppy. All of a sudden, one day, do people come in and talk to you? Just one day, all of a sudden, the dog changes?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
It happens.
Really? Is it like a disposition?
Why?
What happens?
I feel like there's like a screw loose.
There's a screw loose in there someplace. Well, was that a medical term?
That's the technical medical term.
Screw loose.
Screw loose.
The dog goes crackers. The dog goes crack. No. But the dog's been fine. Mm-hmm. And maybe there might be little indications that something's starting to change. But then mm-hmm. it's almost kind of one of those, it changes dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
And I've seen it happen with some of these pets that I see who are great on their physical exams. And it's always... You know, it's always a little sketchy coming into the veterinary hospital because it's a scary place and you've got a stranger who's, you know, touching the dog and the dog can be really scared and they can be great at home and they come to the clinic and they're scared. So there are these animals that I've been seeing for a long time and they've done great and then one day they turn into Cujo and there's no rhyme or reason for it.
Cujo, in case you don't know who Cujo is, was a book written by Stephen King. Cujo was a Saint Bernard that got rabies and trapped a lady and her son in a car in a farm. And let me tell you, it is one of the scariest books that you'll ever read. And then they made a movie about it. Mm-hmm. And the movie, as bad as it was, had a happier ending than the book did. So, but that's when you say turns to Cujo, that's what it means. It just Cujo. What's a Cujo? That's what it means. Is that all of a sudden the dog goes snaps.
It's true. I that's my I guess my pet term. If I see a really aggressive dog, then I'll call them Cujo.
Yeah, your attendant's out there goes, hey, we're bringing Cujo in here. That probably tells you something.
Is there a key or something that you can do when, let's say, our pets are going to be hyper what's the word I want to say? They're going to be around a lot of activity at Christmas with, you know, kids and loudness and just a lot of activity that maybe they don't see throughout the year. Is there something that you can, you know, is there something to look out for to keep them calm besides, you know, putting them in another room, which then creates separation anxiety? So then what would you recommend?
Okay, so this is a question I get, especially this time of year. And and one of the things is loud noises. So some dogs can have, they get really, really nervous with loud noises. And some people, you know, put off firecrackers and things like that at New Year's. And then you have all the family and the kids and all that stuff. So sometimes you can use anti-anxiety medication with your vet. And so if your pet gets really stressed or gets severe anxiety, like thunderstorm anxiety or loud noise anxiety, sirens, things like that, then call your vet and chat with them about that. I think the safest thing, if you have an animal that does get really nervous, is to put them in another room when you have a lot of company over, especially small children who are very fast and running around and love to touch the animals, because we see a lot of dog bites during this time of year because of that. And they're dogs that are not used to
And they have never bitten anybody before, and then all of a sudden they get a child runs up and grabs them.
Yeah, and it's just because and kids just have so much energy, and they're so fast, and dogs who are not used to that.
Well, shouldn't we be then taking the mood tranquilizers and giving them to the kids?
No!
Can you buy the little doggy cranks and give them to the kids?
Well, no, I mean, I know
you're Carrie's just looking at me. She goes, thank God this is almost over.
Making a funny, but.
No, but I understand that because, I mean, and our dog is really well behaved because when the 3-year-old came or 4-year-old came, I turn around and he's got her underneath the arms.
Walking around,
and she's kind of like hanging there. And she's just kind of looking up, looking around like this, because she's really a good-natured dog. But he wasn't mean to her. You know, you know, but this was his favorite. Oh, this dog. Oh. I mean, follow this dog
They're
around.
They
lay down on the floor together. I mean, it was cute. But I understand this, where people have they've only been around adults, and you bring in the little ones.
What do we do when our dogs or cats or animals, because they can get colds too, right? Just like the weather changes and...
Like get sick?
Yeah, they get cold.
Upper respiratory infections? Mm-hmm. Yep, they do. And cold, we call them... Well, just like a human cold, it's caused by several different types of viruses and bacteria. And so what to look for are things like coughing, sneezing, runny nose, and runny eyes. And if you see those, then, you know,
bring
call
them
your
in.
Vet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Dr. Kara Tennant, she's the one of the veterinarians out at Care Animal Hospital.
Located?
On 20 Hilltop Drive.
20 Hilltop Drive, which is the other end.
The other end of Hilltop. It's up by Lake.
By Lake.
You guys are, you're like a one-stop shop because you can do the blood testing there, x-rays, get your license, get your, all of it. You don't have to go to 5 different places to get your chip, get fixed, it's all done right there.
It's all done right there.
One-stop shopping. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's always
welcome to Reading again.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you on because you are happy, love what you're doing. You obviously care about animals.
Making a difference.
Things I say to you can still shock you.
So sweet.
And the fact is, and you care about animals as much as you do. So you were just kind of leaving here with just a couple minutes left. Just tell everybody to kind of be really watchful about gifts and leaving things around because Fido and Pussycat will get into them.
Yeah, and then if you have any questions, just call your vet. And if you're thinking, oh, I'm just going to give my pet, I don't know, this medication because he's sneezing or something, just call your vet first. We can, if you're a client, we can give advice over the phone and decide is this going to be a good idea or not.
Yeah, people medicate their dogs thinking it's okay because it works on them.
Oh,
that's another big problem then, huh?
All the time. I see it probably 2 or 3 times a week.
People will medicate the dog using their own medicine or human medicine?
Or human medicine.
Just because it works on them, they think it, and then the dog then immediately, because it's smaller, go.
Absolutely, and they think this ibuprofen works for my limping. I'm going to give it to my dog, and then their dog is in kidney failure. So don't.
And it only takes one too. I mean, this kidney failure. I mean, can you bring him back from that though?
Yeah, sometimes you can. It's intensive. It's at minimum 3 days IV fluid therapy.
Okay. Wow. Care Tenant. Thank you, Dr. Care Tenant. Thank you so much, one, for picking our town to come to and for being on our show. We really, really, really appreciate it. So, you know, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank and
you.
Have a great holiday season.
With you. Save time with your family.
Oh, thank you so
blessings.
Much.
That's right. And take care of those little animals out there because you do a great job.
That's our family.
There you go. Okay, hey, look, when we come back, we've got Don Armstrong, who is the animal trainer to the stars, the dog trainer to the stars. What stars? The stars here in town. We'll be right back.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. A massive tax and spending bill is making its way through Congress. Correspondent Wally Hines is with us live from Capitol Hill. Wally?
Bob, an intense 24 hours of buttonholing and arm twisting apparently paid off by a larger than expected 316 to 113 vote. The House passed and sent to the Senate a $1 trillion spending bill, capping a year-long struggle over budget and taxes. The measure received big majorities from both parties. It's already hit the Senate floor, where my colleague Linda Kenyon is following events.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is urging Senate passage.
I think it's legislation worth supporting.
Minority Leader Harry Reid concurs.
The combined omnibus spending bill and tax extenders package is a perfect example of a bipartisan compromise wrought in good faith.
The Senate expects to pass the bill by midday. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Federal health officials aren't proposing a ban on the use of tanning beds for anybody under the age of 18. It's part of an ongoing effort to reduce skin cancers caused by the devices. The Food and Drug Administration proposal would also require tanning bed users to sign consent forms, acknowledging that they understand many of the risks. Slow going on Wall Street right now. The Dow is down by 193 points. NASDAQ down by about 60. That's the sound of the organ in Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City.
The organ, which is in the main auditorium, is actually the largest musical instrument on planet Earth.
And the sound it makes, says organist Stephen Ball, is out of this world.
Terrifying how powerful it is, even just a quarter of it. So I can't imagine what half of it's going to do.
50% when it hits the next milestone in its ongoing restoration project. The famed organ has not fully functioned since 1944 when it was damaged by a hurricane. Overall, it weighs about 150 tons and boasts more than 33,000 pipes. More of these stories from townhall.com.
You made the powerful, faith-filled War Room the number one movie in America.
This is my favorite place in this house. I call it my War Room.
Now you can own War Room on Blu-ray and DVD just in time for Christmas. Give someone you love the gift of War Room.
You do your fighting in prayer.
Starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, T.C. Stallings, Beth Moore, and Karen Abercrombie as Miss Clara.
Raise them up, Lord! Raise them up!
War Room, now on digital HD on DVD December 22nd, rated PG.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling nearly 56,000 Jeep Cherokee SUVs worldwide. That's to fix a water leak that can cause an electrical short in the power tailgates. The recall covers Cherokees from the 2015 and 2016 model years. Water can get into the tailgate control module in some cases, and that increases the risk of a fire. The company says no fires or injuries have been reported so far. Looks like the year will end on a high note for the nation's car and truck dealers, as Rich Thomason reports.
Two auto sales forecasting companies predict Americans will buy more cars and trucks in December than any other month in more than a decade. LMC Automotive and J.D. Power forecasting U.S. sales will hit 1.71 million vehicles this month. That would be the highest number since sales reached 1.8 million in July of 2005.
Correspondent Rich Thomason, breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. LifeLock is paying $100 million to consumers to settle charges by federal regulators that it failed to protect consumers' personal data under a court order.
The Federal Trade Commission says it's the largest settlement it has won in this type of enforcement case. The 2010 order by a federal court required LifeLock to secure customers' data, such as credit card and social security numbers, as well as to avoid false advertising claims. The order resulted from an action brought by the FTC and attorneys general in 35 states, alleging that LifeLock used false claims to promote its services. The Tempe, Arizona-based company paid $12 million in that settlement. Jeremy House, Washington.
The weight loss company Nutrisystem is buying the South Beach Diet brand for $15 million. More than 23 million copies of the South Beach brand's books are now in print. Nutrisystem says it will expand that reach further through a meal delivery program. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning here on the 18th of December. Good morning, everybody. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Dr. Maria and Sun Gold and Jarhead and guest.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
8:05, like Carl said, and beautiful Friday day, 44 degrees in the downtown studios. Our temperatures are going to reach about a 45 today, 46 heavy rain with our lows of around 38. Tomorrow, rain likely with our temperatures are high of 47 Saturday night with our lows of 35. Sunday calls for 46 with our temperatures again down around 40s, low 40s, high 30s. On Saturday night, weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
And this segment of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. That's right. Big sale going on down there. Christmas, you got one more. You know what? You got from today, which is Friday, you got till next Thursday, because he'll be closed on Christmas Day. You got till next Thursday to go down there and buy a wonderful, wonderful bauble for your loved one. whether it's a 4 or 5 carat diamond ring, to a watch, to a state jewelry, it's all right there. A completely full service jewelry store. And Leonard is an honest man that will give you the straight scoop when you ask him things, and will give you the best price possible on jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive.
We have tickets to give away right now, 605-4567. It's a show that is opening up. It's a one-of-a-kind, specially written. It's called Christmas Carol, A Love Story. Original music. This is at the Civic Theater that's opening today. It'll be today and tomorrow. Well, we just happen to have tickets for tonight's performance. That is the 7 o'clock show. And give us a call, and we can give you 2 tickets for tonight's show. What a great thing to go take your friend or family or sister, mom, girlfriend, boy, whatever. You know, just take – it would be nice. Theater's great. And this is supposed to be, like, an amazing – I know Cleveland Bonet's done an original song. The script is original, and it's a great production. Our friend Victoria Graham, who takes care of our dog, she's in the show too, and it's a musical. So great tonight, tickets. Give us a call, 605-4567. You can get tickets for tonight.
2 tickets or 4 tickets. If there's 2 people calling, you can each get 2 tickets. Or if you want 4 tickets, just give us a call, and it's going to be a great time tonight. Okay, we have with us Donald Armstrong. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got to get in there closer, buddy. And you got to start turning people up here.
There we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Donald is the dog trainer to the stars. That's how I advertise you. And I'm not sure who the stars are, but you are the dog trainer. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. Thank you.
Well, you know what? This is the third time you've been on.
Yep.
Okay, and tell people, you know, people always knew, are always checking in. Who's Donald Armstrong?
Well, a guy from Oakland who come up here to get away, get his family out of the hood. And entrepreneur who's serious about dog training.
You had a real successful dog training operation in Oakland.
Yes.
In the middle of the city there.
Yeah, the largest dog training facility ever in the Bay Area, right on Hagenberger Road by Oakland Airport.
Yeah, what I'm trying to get, and what I want to get across is that this isn't something Donald started when he came up here. I think I'll just be a dog trainer. And so we met you through Kelly Verhoog, and you were working with her dog, and her dog, by the way, is a magnificent animal that does everything it's supposed to and more. And the only thing it doesn't do is it doesn't obey her husband, which I think is maybe part of the deal. I'm not sure.
No, they have,
because the doctor goes, she doesn't obey me.
Totally mellowed out,
and
that dog.
That dog was laying on the bed the other night, and he said, "Hey, how about getting off the bed?" And the dog just looks at him, and he says. And Kelly says, "I don't think he likes your attitude." Anyway, okay. But the so when you came up here, do you specialize in anything? Donald?
Well, yeah. First of all, before training starts, a lot of the dogs have to be rehabilitated. So we tackle that first. Then we go into training. We don't just go into sit down, stay. A lot of dogs, they come from rescues and have issues themselves, PTSD. First you rehabilitate them, then you start training.
Okay.
So dogs can have PTSD. I think about that, being in a shelter or their family, they've been maybe abused or they don't have a home. They're looking for their home. All of a sudden they've been dropped off. I mean, you think of how horrific. They have feelings too.
Yeah, it's like foster kids. You just can't go straight into disciplining them. You have to rehabilitate them, show them love, then start training.
What's the first step in rehabilitating a? Let's say a dog comes to you that's just like been in the freak zone.
Love, nothing but love for as long as it takes to see a difference. There's no time limit on it.
Okay, when we talk about love, Donald, there's some things, you know. You've got a dog that's bitey, you know, can be an aggressive dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you show that dog love?
A lot of time. He'll let you know when you can come in, and you have to be, it's an art. You have to be able to read them. That's why people come to me to rehabilitate them first.
Okay, when you start picking up on the fact that the dog's ready for you to enter its space?
Well, you allow the dog to enter your space.
Oh, okay.
Too much pressure is not—it's not good.
So you allow the dog to join you.
Yes.
Joining the dog.
Just have a seat, and eventually he'll come to, or she'll come to you.
Okay.
And let you know when they're comfortable.
Doesn't that happen with horse training too, where you just can't—you just have to just let them finally come to you?
It works like that with horses. That you know, you're trying to catch a horse. That a lot of times what you need to do is just sit there. And that horse eventually will come up and join you. That's why I was kind of thinking about it might be the same thing.
Your energy combined.
You're not a threat to them. But they're basically a pack animal or a herd animal.
Mm-hmm.
They want to come to you, but they've been either hurt or they're scary. But a horse will eventually come to you if you just sit there and just mind your own business. And you're saying it's the same thing with the dog.
Yep. Patience. You have to have a lot of patience.
Okay. Hey, our guest is Donald Armstrong, who is a dog trainer that we've had him on before because the first time I heard is because we saw that he's trained a dog to walk backwards to protect the person with them. And in other words, turn and face a threat and then just keep walking along with the owner. It was just one of the things. And then I just saw a photo the other day
that was great.
On Facebook. There's five dogs.
And they're all different breeds.
On the river trail, and ranging from a Cocker Spaniel all the way up to a German Shepherd.
White German.
And they're all parked on the river trail, laying down, waiting for the command to come join. And he
Was it a poodle? I'm not sure.
It was a poodle.
It was a standard poodle.
It was everything, every dog you can possibly imagine. So we're going to talk about that, too. But we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 20 years, a better-known business is Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State. You can't get any better than that, can you? Emergencies, regular, everything. It fixes that heater. My friends, it's going down to 38. If you don't have that heater working well, working properly, it's going to eat your electric bill. I mean, your electric bill is going to take care of Christmas for you. So call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back. It's 8:15 in the morning here on the 18th of December. Six more shopping days till Christmas.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, six unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors. Motors finance subject to prior sale ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dupes until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
May the force be with you over this Christmas holiday and all the families together loving each other. Merry Christmas.
Hey, this Sunday, why don't you come on out with us to, this is only two more left. That's right, out of View 202 and brunch. Linda will be singing from 11 to 1 this weekend, and next weekend are the last times that she's going to be singing for this year. Out of View 202.
We're going to be with Bruce Kalin and Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass and Bernie Baker on guitar. We do jazz, but then we're going to be doing some Christmas songs as well. So it's really cool. Bottomless mimosas, great brunch menu.
Yeah, everybody has a good time.
It's really very groovy.
And so, you know, even though it started in July and it was supposed to be only for July, it's gone all the way through here through Christmas. So we'll and then be ending. So here's your chance. Come on out. Say hello. Sit with us. Just have a great time. All right. Our guest today is Donald Armstrong, who is what's the name of your dog training?
Supreme Team K-9.
Supreme Team K-9. Well, you know, I've known Don now for several months. This is like I think the third time we've had him on because he gets results when it comes to dogs and training and people, and that's the best thing because we've had people that heard you on the show and called you right after that and talked to you about animals, and I mean, and it was, and then when I saw him the next time, I go, oh yeah, that was kind of like my problem. The dog was responding to what I was doing. So, and did you have a question there, huh? Okay. I thought you said you. Okay. Anyway, now you've got a huge training facility.
Yes.
All right. And right now you're trying to what? Cover it?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah, I'm trying to cover it.
The field that you train in.
Yes, yeah, like a horse arena size, 20,000 square feet, artificial turf, fenced in. It's nice, but I get a lot of the veterans that come out, the older veterans. They don't want to go home, and I don't want them to go home sometime, but it's with the heat, being, you know, just, you know, it gets hot.
Sometimes it gets hot out here, yeah. It gets it out to that 110 degree. So if you can cover the facility, it's going to make it better. And then when you have days like this, mm-hmm. it's protected, and you can come out and work with your animals. You do a lot of work with veterans.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you work in the transitioning side with helping veterans and their dogs.
Yes.
And what kind of – are those special types of training that you need to do there?
Not really. It's just you don't want a really intense dog or a dog with issues for someone with PTSD. I would like a clear-head dog to be able to do what we talked about earlier, give the owner love when – they need it.
When the person needs it.
Yeah,
okay, so, and that's where the reverse comes in. After we've gotten a dog that can show love, that you then let the person join the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then let him learn that there's somebody out there that care, or her learn that somebody, you know, there's a loving animal there for them.
Yes, a dog that can detect you feeling down and come to you.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? You know, there's been so many reports of dogs that can sniff out things like cancer and
grand
mal
seizures
and things like that. They can sense them. So,
well, the training has a lot to do with your energy, and if your energy is high and intense, your dog is not going to perform correct for you. I train people to control their energy. I take the dog, I put the foundation on the dog, then I take the owner and I train them. Then I combine the two together when they're ready. Sometimes you might come to training and leave your dog at home. Sometimes you might drop your dog off to me and you go home.
You go out and sit and read.
Yeah. But
that's an interesting concept, and this is what I've heard from other people that have worked with you, that you'll be looking at the person and the dog, and you can see right away the person is having, you know, is doing something that, and, you know, maybe they've changed their behavior or something like this. A lot of it had to do with, I remember one of them, about getting the dog into the car.
Yeah.
The dog didn't want to get in the car.
That's when I left here last time.
Yeah.
That was the phone call I got, and actually I went right over there. Within a couple of hours, and yeah, we got that dog in the car. About 10 minutes, dog was in the car, ready for the river trail again. But what's funny is, she called me just recently, right when I thought about her and rode past their street. She called me. It's like, hey, a couple of months later, hey, my dog won't get in the car again. But I haven't heard from her, so I guess she tried what I told her.
Well, I think they're, you know, they've been. Traveling in and out of town here too, but yeah, she said it worked.
Oh, okay,
and
good.
And I mean, I haven't talked to her lately about it, but it had something to do with her energy about being nervous to go into the trail too, and it just transmits to the animal.
Exactly.
Let's talk about that Facebook post that we saw. We talked about before the break. Here you had maybe five different breeds of dog that were all, it was around a bend on the river trail. You know, Facebook, love it or hate it, there it was a snapshot in the brain, too, for me about obedience and or this dog with squirrels, people running by, walking by, all of the distractions. Five dog, was it five?
Yes, it was. Yeah, I believe five dogs.
That were all, they were, what's it called, the down, what's it called, position?
Down position.
Staying, waiting for the command. I was like, that was a
great. So that was five different owners, five different dogs, five different breeds of dogs, and every one of them has been trained to take the commands that you've, you know, that you've taught them.
Well, what we were working there was, it was five different issues. One of the dogs was he was attacked, so he had half an ear. He never—he couldn't deal with any animal or any person behind him.
Oh, so he had been attacked.
He had been attacked, yeah. Right. And
so they'd bitten off half his ear.
So that was a big test for him. He passed it with flying colors. It was four dogs behind him. Another one was a standard poodle who had just came off of medication because he had seizures, and he would panic when anything comes near him, and bikes and stuff just spooked him. So squirrels, he'd take off running. That was one. Recon, of course, he was right there.
Recon's the dog that's been trained.
Kelly's dog.
That's been trained to drive cars, and and, is, and at this point, a pretty good chef.
I'm glad. I'm glad we talked about him, Mr. Verhoek. I heard a story about him because he works them every once in a while. But I heard about him with Recon on a river trail, and some guy behind him, and it scared him to see Recon just turn around and start barking at a guy walking behind him. Now, mind you, he never seen Recon like this.
Yeah,
all he knows is Recon. The
if you see Recon, we were
licking his face on the bed, right?
Yeah, we were over there the other day, and Recon is shy in many ways. In many ways, that dog is shy when it's in the house. Somebody comes up and licks your hand. You know, you think to yourself, well, what a nice little doggy. But I've also seen Recon. When Recon is in character.
So what happens? So Dr. Verhoek's walking on the he's walking on the trail. Recon's next to him. Somebody's behind him, and Recon doesn't like you're too close.
Yeah, we have a 20-foot limit. If you have a negative energy, and you within 20 feet of Recon, Recon's going to turn around and let you know to
change your attitude.
Back off, Jack.
Back off. Norm didn't know about this. Well, he knew about it, but he never experienced it. So Recon went from 0 to 1,000 instantly. But Norm never turned around to see until he got out the river trail. And it was, a couple having an argument, and the energy was messed up. And, yeah, it was a funny story to experience that.
Whoa.
Without it being trained with him. And Kelly was worried that in a real situation, will he do that? And I said, of course. And
so it was a real situation.
It was a real situation.
The dog's trained to do things like that. Now, and so, okay, so you had all five dogs. They all had issues except Recon. So they all had issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that being the case, you had them all laying down. Mm-hmm. They were all waiting for the commands. They were all interacting with each other and what was going on in the river trail. So you solved all those problems.
Solved all those problems. And I had every last owner call their dog at the exact same time. So every dog came at the exact same time next to each other and went straight to their owner and sat right with their owner. They didn't pay attention to each other, no fight, no squabble, ignored the squirrels, ignored the bikes,
owners. That's the bottom line, though, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. We were Donald Armstrong, who is a trainer that came out of Oakland, out of literally the hood, and with his family moved up here to Anderson, and the kids just love it up here. I said, but don't you miss your friends or anything? Nope, we like it up here. and has started his own dog training academy and has had, you know, I've talked to a variety of people that have taken their dogs there. And they are all just extremely happy. And then the dogs are happy because if you've got that type of relationship between a dog and master, then everybody's happy. All right. Hey, look, we're going to take a break here, but I want to give away some tickets to Jay Leno's coming here in March 26th. Somebody here, a lucky listener to our station, all you have to do is call in, and we're going to put your name on a list, and we are going to draw on Christmas Eve the winner of two tickets for this event, which is happening March 26th. So you can't say, well, I didn't know it was coming. It's March 26th. We're going to give away two tickets to this great event down at the Civic Auditorium. All you have to do is give us a call at 605-4565 and tell us you want to be entered into the drawing. There's lots of names in here. What we're going to do is cut up all the names into strips of paper, put them in there, and then draw. So you just keep putting your name in here. Or you can write to Molly at KCNR1460.com and just put on there Leno tickets and give us a way to get a hold of you. All right? Okay. And then we're going to take a quick break here. It's 8:30, and we'll be right back after these messages as soon as Jared's, of course, on the phone now trying to answer, you know, trying to get down names and all that. So we'll just keep talking for a little bit. Anyway, here's a chance now to get the tickets to Jay Leno. Just call in. We'll put your name into a drawing. You can't do any better than that. So call 605-4565. And Jared, let's go for a break here, buddy. Linda's got it. Okay, let's go to a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvy here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvy. We're here to help.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Good morning, everybody. 8:34 in the morning here, going up to 9 o'clock here on this Friday, December the 18th. It's 44 degrees out there, going up to 46. Of course, it's raining. It's going to be raining this weekend, it looks like, with this type of weather. Snow up in the mountains. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the Cheers of barbershops. If you haven't been in there, you need to go in there. It's man's last stronghold. Want to catch up on your car and track and motorcycles and National Geographic, Guns and Ammo, American Hunter, all those kind of things. It's all there. And, of course, the heads on the walls are just something you've never seen before there. I mean, yeah, they've got the antelope head. Everybody's got an antelope head. But they've got dinosaur heads on the wall right there at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Okay, I'm here with Donald Armstrong. And he has, and the name of your dog training facility?
Supreme Team Canine.
Supreme Team Canine. Moved up here from Oakland after having the largest dog facility there. Supreme Training Canine again?
Yes.
Okay, down there. And then it was the largest facility in Oakland. Moved up here to get out of the Oakland area. I can understand that by, you know. Brought his kids up. The kids have transitioned to school really well here.
Oh yeah, sports. Tackled the sports, unreal.
Yeah, and you've got several children.
Yeah, been to the Super Bowl this year with one of my sons. So yeah, they love it here.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear that. And then you have, of course, you know, you're with all the things you're doing in the dog training, working with the police and people. Now, you know, one of the things, and I'm kind of changing up a little bit here on some of the things we talked about, but in the city right now, there's a crime problem. Mm-hmm. And the crime problem is the people breaking into houses and cars. The emergency response time for our police are 16 minutes for an emergency. Now, 16 minutes, a lot can happen in 16 minutes. Some people, we push the right to protect yourself here with a concealed carry or, something, you know, a weapon in your house. With a dog, a trained animal, that's also in self-defense, too. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's one of the best self-defense weapons.
Yes, because I noticed more people are scared of your dog than your weapon.
Yeah, I think it can be. Mm-hmm. Is that you've got a dog there that it's a large dog or even a medium-sized dog that's, you know, watching you and is aggressive.
Yeah.
So how do you – and so, do you, I mean, this is something that – so if you don't want to, you know – per se, have, you know, to carry a concealed weapon, and you've got a dog. Can you train any dog to be a protective dog? I don't know. What do you call that?
Yeah, your protection.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, and it can be a dog that you already have, so you don't have to go out and buy a new one.
Well, or some dogs just don't have.
Okay, well, maybe not. I have one that's a little small. So.
Yeah. Well. Some dogs just don't have that aggression to.
Okay.
But they have that instinct to know when you're endangered.
Right.
So they'll bark at you and do what they can to protect you. But
they don't have that.
Yes. Well, so we train dogs to. I train dogs to. If you come home and something don't feel right about your home, you can send them in your home and they'll search your whole home and let you know, okay, it's okay. You can come in or.
Really?
Yes.
So that can be almost any dog then.
Pretty much.
Okay, so they don't have to have a real aggressive streak for something like that.
Exactly.
And you can train a dog. So you just open the door, send the dog in?
Yep. Open the door, give him a command, and he runs through the house. Come back to you. If you hear him barking.
There's something wrong.
Yes, he's holding somebody. If he don't come back as fast as you think he should, he has somebody.
He has. There's something in there that's bothering him.
Yes.
And probably in our case, elk killer would be in there eating something. But and I find that interesting because people that say, you know what, I'm in fear of, you know, something happening, but I don't want to carry a, you know, firearm. But they can then have an animal that will be on guard 24 hours a day, too.
Exactly. excuse me. With the firearm, a guy or someone can walk right up to you and just small talk. And
yeah, if you're not paying attention.
If you're not paying attention.
You're not paying attention, that's right.
But that dog can detect that a mile away. If he's up to no good, that dog will let you know.
And you can train a dog to do this. I mean, obviously, okay, because we know people that you've trained their dogs to do this.
Definitely.
The other thing, too, is when I see ads for these certain types of dogs, in fact, I think it's the same kind of dog that the Verhoeves have.
Yes.
What breed is that?
The Belgian Malinois.
Yeah.
Shepherd cross.
Yeah. It's a smaller than a regular German Shepherd, but they're pretty strong animals, too.
Oh, yeah. One of the best breeds ever.
Right, but one of the things they advertise is an animal that's, you know, you've got a 24-hour-a-day alarm system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing, too. Even if you don't, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you can also train dogs to guard your house.
Oh, yeah.
In that sense that they don't have to be attack dogs to do that.
Exactly.
So you teach them to the alert and start barking, or is there special types of ways to train them?
Well, most dogs have a different bark. They have a bark when they hear your car coming, like when my kid's bus is coming.
Right.
10 minutes before it comes, the dogs know. I know that bark from my dogs. Someone pulling onto my property, it's a different bark. They let you know, and if you're in tune with your dog, you can understand exactly the bark and I know when someone is in front of my house.
Okay, so our dog is protective of our house too, but I can't tell the difference between a cat that it sees outside than if it was a person. But I don't guess I need to as long as the dog's barking. Except, how do you at 3:30 in the morning when the dog barks at a cat is not quite the same as if somebody's trying to enter the property.
Exactly.
So you can take dogs that people have already and probably help tune them into guarding their house or being alerting.
Yep.
Okay, and so this is something that you don't need the electronic signals and all that. It's just the dog will. I know some dogs just wander through the house at night, kind of on a little guard duty. Have you ever heard of that?
No, they just.
They're just there. Okay. One of the things that you want to do is, and we talked about this during the break, is the veterans. Is some of the things to do with the veterans.
Yes. Well, what we're trying to do is get veterans, first of all, to start their day, not with the newspaper, not with the Facebook, with everything that's going on in America, so they can have a good day. Because everyone that I deal with, all the veterans, that's how they start their day, most of them. And they're not too happy after they see.
So they start off with news and reading the paper,
yeah.
And it's depressing news a lot
depressing.
Of times. Right, okay.
So I end up spending a lot of time just sitting talking with them and getting their mind away from that. So we've been putting dogs with veterans with PTSD, and it's been working.
Okay, now I know you were down there helping with the North State stand down.
Yes.
And I would really appreciate that, you know, and this is something that we get involved with, and it's, you know, the hand up, not a hand out type thing.
Yes.
And a lot of the homeless have dogs.
Yes.
It's just their whole family is that dog. And before that, you couldn't bring the dog to the stand down, but now they've made arrangements to a veterinary center to bring in the crates for them or temporary runs for the dogs. So they can bring their animals in with them.
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience, and we took a couple of dogs down there. Actually, Recon was there. The rescue shepherd that was attacked with the half ear, he was there, and we did some obedience and we did some things for some of the homeless people, and it turned out really nice.
Well, and their dogs were also checked by the vets.
Checked by the vets, and they had a lot of questions of what they can do with their dog and I helped a lot of them out with fixing issues, just verbally fixing issues, and they were happy.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here, but I want to come back and talk about this, is how can we expand this? Because this is something that you see more and more and more, how animals are helping helping veterans kind of transition back. That, you know, and we just saw an article in a paper the other day where Haven Humane was taking dogs over to Simpson University during the exam week, and the students were petting the animals and getting calmed down from the, believe it or not, it helps relax. Well, you know this, but it helps them relax before they took their exams. I think that is just fantastic. So we're here, of course, with Donald Armstrong, dog trainer for the stars, you know, around here in the Redding area, in the Northern California area. And we'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:45 here on Friday, the 18th of December.
Can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from your friends and neighbors at Redding Electric Utility. On behalf of all REU employees, we wish you a safe and joyous holiday season filled with peace, health, and quality time with loved ones. Redding Electric Utility has been honored to serve you this past year, and we will strive to keep 2016 shining bright. For energy savings information and holiday safety tips, visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? Mark your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, the Friday before Christmas, a week from today, Christmas. Which means you've only got 6 days of shopping, unless you're a real a real caveman type like Jared, who will be shopping on Christmas morning still. So he runs through trying to find something that's open. Something will be open, Jared, trust me. Bring some like pancakes home from McDonald's or something like that, you know, for everybody. Give them breakfast. Hey, this is your Christmas present. There you go. It is 12 minutes until 9 o'clock today, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Here's your chance. Go out, get a gift certificate for your loved one. And if you can't get them a defensive dog, get them a defensive firearm that they can use to protect themselves and their family. Bastiani Arms there. He's got any type of gun you could possibly imagine. Long guns, rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers. He's got it all, plus all the shooting accessories you could possibly want. Gunsmithing there if you want to do some, you know, do some special work on your firearms. And, of course, classes on concealed carry, hunter safety, all of that. All of that in one place, Bastiani Arms, and that's locally owned, locally operated, and gives veterans discounts. They, you know what? They started 6 years ago. And they have made it a huge success through customer service and just doing the right thing for their customers. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, or give them a call, 222-8222. Go down, get a gift certificate for that loved one there, and then send them up, sign them up for class. There you go. Hey, our guest today is a guy that will give you another way of defending yourself if you don't want to carry a firearm, and that's Donald Armstrong, who will take a dog. And your dog, in some cases, and train that dog to be defensive. Is that right, buddy?
Yes, sir.
How long does it take to train a dog like that? I mean, let's face it. Recon is. This dog does everything. I joked about driving the car, but it does everything I've ever seen a dog could do.
Well, once we finish one thing with Recon, Kelly wants something else with Recon.
Mm-hmm.
Recon is. He's trying to keep up with Kelly.
Oh, is that what it is? Well, it's the owners play a big part in this.
Oh, huh? Yeah.
And you have to train the owners.
Oh, yes. 80% the owners, 20% the dog. The dog is easy.
You've always said that, and I like that. It's you look at the dog, and then you look at the owner. And you can usually see the problems right there.
As they walk towards me, I can tell. I see one shoulder up, the intensity of the owner, the nervousness.
Shoulder up.
So, oh, yeah.
So that means they're what? They're tight?
Yeah, they're very tight, unsure, nervous, and that goes right down the leash to the dog. And well, people was wondering why no one can approach them with this dog. It's because, like the young lady with the dog that wouldn't get in the car when I left here.
Right.
As soon as she come out the house, in her mind, she was battling with...
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. We go into this car, and she was playing this in her head, and her energy straight through the roof, and this dog is like, I don't understand this energy every time we come out to get in this car, so I'm just going to drop right here.
Yeah, something must be wrong.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they say that when you're riding, that horse, you know, you've got to relax your seat and a saddle, because that horse feels it. If you're tense, it goes right down into that horse, and that horse is tense. And I've, at times, because doing a lot of different riding I've done, is I find myself, you know, you just, because of things that happen, that you just have to take that deep breath and just go, and let it go, and let it relax, and then the horse will come down. Same thing with the dog.
Exactly.
So if you're going to get excited about something, that dog is, I'm right there.
I know everybody that I train right now is laughing right now, because when you said breathe and did that breath, everyone have heard that, and I know they're laughing right now, because as soon as they come, okay, take a deep breath, and let's start working.
Okay. I really, really admire what you're doing with the veterans. This work with you and the veterans and an animal is doing a lot for people. I mean, and it's surprising, my friends, on things like the healing waters where it's fly fishing. But it's not fly fishing. It's talking to their fellow veterans. It's getting out and doing something.
Exactly.
And that's what's doing and with the dogs.
Yes. I actually work earlier now. I'm up early for that reason, to beat them to that negative start, to get their day started. Skip that newspaper. Skip that news. Turn that TV off. Come out. Two Fridays ago, I had 11 dogs out on the river trail been a pour down rain. We all, everybody's happy and had a good day.
It's much more than just the weather. It's attitude, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the weather meant nothing.
I hope people will give Donald a call, and we want to give that number out. And because it's you are so positive all the time. I mean, you're a matter of fact, and you look stern at times. But he's not. You're not a stern person at all. You're a person out there that wants to help people.
Oh, yeah.
And you may not pick that up over the radio, but trust me, this is the way he is. He's a man that cares, and he cares about animals, but he cares about people. And I think that's why you're such a huge success. If it was, you care about people along with your animals.
Yes, I recognize my job of being here, and that's to help.
Well, when did you realize that? You got a couple minutes left.
It's been a long time. I've been in Oakland. I helped a lot of people, a lot of kids. I donated my life to schools out there and helped kids that didn't have quote unquote hope, so they said. And now I'm looking at these kids, some playing football, some graduating in college and doing things that you would never think that some of these kids will be able to do. But as long as they have, like we talked about earlier, love and discipline.
Well, that's the other part of it. You can love, but there's also got to be a game plan here. It's got to be a discipline to discipline yourself to achieve.
Yes, it's like just like kids. The one parent who spoils them and don't discipline too much, and then you have the one parent that's disciplines but love at the same time, and kids love that. They're more in tune to that parent that gives them, that's more firm and gives them that discipline when needed.
Well, I think people need to know their boundaries and their standards and the responsibilities.
Yes.
And this is something you and I have talked about off the station here. That this response, people respond to that, and animals respond to this. Animals are much happier when they know boundaries.
Yeah.
And know what they can do. I mean, they don't have to worry about being yelled at if they know what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, they lost. They're looking for guidance. They're looking for you to give them something to do. And then after they do it, they're looking for that praise. They're looking for that love. They give them something to live for. That's what we're doing, trying to do for the veterans. You guys risked your life for our country, not to come back here and let our country kill you. Let's enjoy it. We're back. Let's enjoy the rest of our life.
It's a good point. And part of it is transitioning back.
Yes.
And that's how dogs can help. So how many veterans do you have in your organization now, or that you're helping, would you say?
I guess about seven.
About seven right now?
Seven. I bought one down here recently and introduced him to you.
Oh, yeah.
Young guy, 24-year-old. Afghanistan veteran.
That's right. I think his wife was
yeah,
coming
him,
to him.
Yeah, yeah, him and his wife. Yeah, yeah, they broke his back in Afghanistan. He said I changed his life and made his whole family, everything better. So
I think that can happen. I think the fact is you've got to turning loose a lot of times is hard.
Yeah,
and you think you have, and then something happens, and it brings it right back. I mean, it brings it right back to that day or that instant, that moment. With someone that you love and trust that's there with you, and it doesn't have to be human.
It's so therapeutic.
Yeah.
That's what everyone I train with, they tell me. This is not only dog training, this is therapy. It's therapeutic for me, as speaking for the owners.
Yeah.
As well as their dogs.
Okay, what's your phone number there so people can get a hold of you?
Area code 510-565-9257.
What we want to do is put an ad here on our website for you. So we're going to get your card or a photo or something like that and put you up on a website here.
I appreciate it.
And, for not just training your dog for your just home defense or just, you know what, you know, a lot of times it's not even home defense. It's just having a good dog around you, too. I mean, that's the other thing, too.
Being able to enjoy your pet.
Enjoy your pet, yeah.
Make it be comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, even if just rehabilitating the pet.
Yeah.
And getting...
Nobody likes the dog's not happy. You're not happy if there, you know, if there's problems in the house.
Yeah.
And then you end up giving up the dog when indeed it could be something as simple as changing a word or changing a behavior that you could do.
Or just breathing.
Breathe. That relaxes everything. And the other thing too, if there's no blood on the ground, there's not too much, you know, we can probably pretty much solve everything if there's no blood on the ground right now. Blood meaning something that's extremely serious. Donald Armstrong, one more time, your phone number?
Area code 510-565-9257.
And there are people out there that will give you endorsements and will say, you know, if they say, well, do you have somebody that you've worked with before? And there's several out there that have talked to me that will be more than happy to endorse how you work out there. And I appreciate so much, Don, about what you're doing for veterans.
I appreciate you for having me here.
You bet. Okay, everybody, it's Friday. Have a great weekend. Some things going on here. Be careful out there be careful out there when it's raining and cold. It's the good guys against the bad guys. We got some good guys in here today. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back with you Monday with Leonard Modi, supervisor, talking about the lack of jail space.
Thomas. First, it cleared the House.
On this vote, the yeas are 316, the nays are 113.
And now the Senate has followed suit, approving a massive government funding bill. Capitol Hill correspondent Linda Kenyon.
There was little fanfare and little debate, just a few short comments like this one from Senator Thad Cochran, the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee.
I am pleased to recommend approval of the Senate of the Omnibus Appropriations and Tax Relief Bill.
The bill, worth more than $1 trillion, funds most government agencies and departments for the next fiscal year.
And President Obama indicates he'll sign the bill into law. Speaking of the president, he meets later today with families of the 14 people killed in the San Bernardino massacre. He'll stop in San Bernardino on his way to Hawaii, where he'll be spending Christmas with his family. Mr. Obama says the terrorists threaten the American way of life.
They can't defeat